Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're live today at the Nashville Super Speedway. We'll tell you why we're here in just a little bit. The Titans select J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama, with the 7th overall pick last night. To talk more about that, we bring in the head coach at Eastern Kentucky, Walt Wells, Joe's good buddy, who has coached offensive line for 30 years. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this, because we need insight, and, you know, this is a mixed reaction to this pick. There are some people that love it and are like, shut up, you talking heads, and you don't know what you're talking about. And then there are others that are kind of like us and let's wait and see and unsure. He predominantly played right tackle at Alabama. I know he did play some left tackle. He's practiced at left tackle, so it's not like it's completely foreign to him. But this is the National Football League, and now the Titans have said he will start at left tackle. That's where they're going to start him out to see how he does. As an offensive line coach, what goes into that process if a guy's played predominantly one side and you want to move him to the other side?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues on probably why he played right tackle at Alabama. You know, when you look at his history there, you know, his first year there, he didn't play a whole lot because he had Evan Neal and Chris Owens in front of him, who are both playing in the NFL. And then the next year, Vanderbilt's Tyler Booker went over there and played left tackle. So they had to get him started, so they put him at right tackle just to get him out there playing because he's that good. And then when you recruit the number one offensive tackle in the nation the next year, and you know he's probably going pro, you just leave him there and let him move on. So I don't think it's as big of a deal as everybody makes it out to be. Is there a learning curve? Sure. I mean, you have to – you do everything, you know, as a right tackle, you're going towards your right. Now it's a left, you're doing everything going towards your left when you're talking about kick setting, post setting, and all those type things when it comes to the pass protection of it. You know, you got to flip the plays in your mind a little bit, but he didn't know the Titans offense anyway, so it's not like he's flipping anything until he gets there. And so I've never had a big deal with that. Now, there are some young men that just struggle with that because everybody learns differently. And so I would assume that through the combine, through the pro day, through the individual meetings, through them probably bringing him up to Nashville to do interviews, that they work through that to see if that's an issue. And I'm sure it wasn't. And so, you know, I think they got a really good pick.
Coach, you got a player right now who'll probably get drafted this weekend who's a right tackle, and all teams are working him out at a left tackle. So the process of when a coach comes in to work him out at left tackle, what do they put him through? I mean, what's kind of the things that the Titans would have done to J.C. Latham to see that he could play left tackle that these scouts are doing to your guy at Eastern Kentucky who they want to play left tackle in the NFL?
Well, they just brought him in and put him through the drill works at the left tackle. You know, Josiah played right tackle for us because our left tackle is an All-American and graduates next year. And so he very well could have been a left tackle for us. But what they do is, Joe, is they put him, you know, they get him in a stance to see how comfortable he is, which he should be comfortable. Then they get him to kick set. That's the biggest thing that everybody's worried about is, can he kick set? Can he deep set against, you know, wide rushers? You know, guys that have juice coming off the edge, it's going to give you the up and under move, which is the hardest thing to do, or the speed move that comes around. Can he set and be comfortable setting? Can he work to his left, or excuse me, to his right from the left tackle position in a cutoff scheme in the run game? You know, because that's the hardest thing to do is cut off that four eye, cut off that three technique. And so being able to, you know, everybody calls it different bucket step, deep lateral, whatever you want to call it. Can he do that and get in position and be able to work that away? Those are the things that that they've worked him out at. You know, in today's football, you know, quarterbacks aren't a statue as they used to be. And Titans quarterback's not a statue. He can run. Now, they like him to be a statue a little bit probably and not take the hits, but he can maneuver in the pocket well.
All right, so that being said, let's talk about confidence-wise. All right, so I've read, you know, you coach Trey Smith at Tennessee. Trey Smith credits you with getting that mentality to be confident, to go ahead. He's been in the pro. I know Trey Smith thinks the world of you. confidence-wise, you put Latham at left tackle and you get the mindset there, but he gets his butt whipped in practice and everything. Confidence-wise, how do you repair that if he knows he's not getting it done?
Well, there's a lot of ways to get it done. I mean, you know, do you move him back to right and have somebody else play left, you know, the first year? I don't know. You know, I don't think that's what you want to do and why you drafted him, but that may be an answer. Second, you may put a tight end there to help negotiate the rush and give him a time to get in his set better. You may chip with the tailback, chip with the tight end, bring motion that slows the rusher down so that he can set to a spot and get to his spot so that he knows what's coming. And, you know, there's a lot of variety of different things that you can do. Seven-man protection, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. You know, Callahan's dad is the offensive line coach, and he's been really, really good for a long, long time. And, you know, I would assume that, you know, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. I hadn't talked to anybody, so I can't say 100% that, you know, Bill Callahan feels real comfortable with this guy playing left tackle, or they wouldn't have took him.
We're talking to Walt Wells, head coach at Eastern Kentucky University and also a longtime offensive line coach. And kind of building off that, like, let's say that, you know, and Bill Callahan is certainly the X factor in all of this, but they put him at left tackle, and he does struggle. But he doesn't struggle to the point of, oh, this is awful and we got to move him or take him out or whatever. Is there a sense of kind of like a pitcher in baseball that you just let him work through it, or a hitter, that you do kind of have to let him go through the growing pains? And even though it might hurt you as a team a little bit right now, but knowing where the Titans are and they're probably not a Super Bowl contender, they're in somewhat of a rebuild, is it okay to let him struggle a little bit and work through it because you truly believe that he's got the ability and the mental capacity to do that?
Yeah, if you think he's got the ability and the mental capacity, I think you have to let him work through it. I mean, even at our level right now, we're taking a guard, moving him to right tackle, who was originally a tackle when he came in here, but he was one of our best five, and the best place to put him was at guard. Well, now with our guy leaving, he can go back out to tackle, and he's struggling a little bit in spring, but you can see he's got the traits to get it done. He's just got to get used to getting it done. You know, here's what I can't answer these questions because I don't know the young man very well. You know, I've talked to him once in my whole entire life. You don't know how he will handle the criticism that comes, you know, people over panic. And here's what I mean by that. You know, you got all your preseason games, you got your OTAs, you got all that stuff that you guys are going to be scrutinizing every single kick set he takes. Okay, he's going to lose. Now, does that crucify him, or does that, you know, just not bother him and he ignores the noise and keeps working through it? You know, in today's world, those things are different. You know, I mean, because there's a lot of left tackles that struggled early on because it is a different game. You are seeing different rushers. Even though he played in the SEC at an elite level and faces the best pass rushers day in and, or, you know, Saturday in and Saturday out because of the SEC, doesn't mean they're all elite NFL players. And so is he going to be allowed to work through it, or does he have to come in and have zero sacks from the first? You know, I remember, you know, with some guys I know, you know, everybody wanted him to play tackle. He went out and played tackle, and he didn't do very well. And so he was a piece of garbage, but we all knew he was a guard. That's what he is.
Right. Yeah.
So, but he was a piece of garbage because he couldn't play tackle, and he was supposed to, and the pundit said he should be playing tackle. You know, well, if Bill Callahan believes he's a left tackle, then I would assume that he's got all the traits that they need to be a left tackle. You know, he's not bringing him in there to fail. And so, you know, do people make mistakes? Sure they do. And do things happen that come along that are out of the control of the coach and the organization? Sometimes that does happen. And is the criticism from the media and from all the pundits and fans and everybody, is that warranted? Sure it is, because that's their job. I mean, we get everything, but sometimes it just you know, he's got to ignore the noise and go in there and go to work and not let one sack bother him. Because guess what? You know, we say it all the time at corner, you got to have a burglar mentality. You know, burglars, they just go in and steal. They don't care. They go steal. And if you get caught and you go to jail, guess what? You got to go back in there and go steal. You want thieves out there.
Oh,
and it's
that's
the same
great.
Thing as playing left tackle. If you give up a sack, everybody's going to talk crap about you. Well, just go back and play the next play. Yeah. Because odds are, if you give up one sack a game, you're considered a piece of crap.
Nice catch there, Coach.
We
nice
got it.
But you're right. You got one bad play out of 85, maybe.
Oh, that's great. All right, Coach, thank you for the time and the insight. 30 years of knowledge of coaching offensive line guys. We appreciate you, Coach. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your spring game this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have fun. Hey, give the young man a break. He's a good player. That's a good pick for the. I'm a Titans fan. That's a good pick.
Gotcha.
We will. And you're the guy we listen to. Thank you, Coach.
Y'all have fun.
Coach Walt Wells, Eastern Kentucky University, with us. Man, I love it when coaches get fired up like that. That is the best.